everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of You Deserve Fresh Lettuce. I am your co-host, Rachel.
And I'm Talia.
And in this episode, we're going to be talking about, does ring size matter, amongst other things?
Well, I mean, does anything matter any these days, but does the size ring matter? That's the biggest
ring
question
size,
of the day.
Ring size. All right, so if you're not doing so already, please follow us on social media at YDFL Podcast. If you're listening on your favorite podcast platforms, please be sure to head on over to YouTube and check out these shenanigans. We have a new studio
situation. And we talk with our hands. And I know that we're like on iHeartRadio, Spotify,
yes,
on all these different platforms. But we're also trying to grow our following on YouTube. So like, subscribe, share with 3 friends. We always say sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. And if you're one of the people listening in the 28 countries around the world, thank you so much for supporting the YDFL podcast. But yeah, we'd love to see you in the comment section on YouTube, because ladies, there are guys that literally their whole entire soul is moved to long big comments.
I mean, they're storybooks.
Yeah,
we're like, thank you, come again.
Thank you for coming again. All right, so does ring size matter? Listen, the actual title we wanted with this is something about a fake ring, because there's this thing about like,
right,
stones.
The newest trend is the stones that are lab made, and but if you put the diamond thing, the checker, it actually will come back
does?
As an actual diamond.
Oh,
so
I
there's
didn't
real
know that.
There's no real way of knowing. The only difference is obviously the man's gonna pay a third of the price. So for instance, like a 2-carat diamond ring will run you about $3,000 versus maybe $9,000, $11,000. Obviously, we're talking depending on clarity,
right,
cut, and
da,
da, da, da, da. I am not a gemologist, and I'm not trying to act like I am, because I'm not.
We're not
GI certified. I'm definitely none of that. I know a nice jewelry piece when I see one,
yes,
but I wouldn't really know what to look for. I will tell you that in certain cultures, going back to does it size matter, there are people that believe that if you don't get a diamond, it is like damning to the relationship, like the person's not going to get married. So like, I knew of someone, by the way, that didn't get an actual diamond ring. She got like his grandmother's, like, I think it was
opal.
It wasn't even an opal. It's the green one. Oh my gosh, it's my birthstone.
Like an amethyst?
It was an emerald.
Oh, emerald.
How would I not
okay
know that? So it was an emerald. She got an actual emerald, and that's what he proposed. She proposed with that.
And
so, yes, and the aunts were all talking in their language, and they're like, hala, hala, you know, whatever they were saying. And they were basically saying, yo, hala, hala. And they were like, because I didn't understand it. And then later on, she was really offended because she understands the language, obviously. And she's like, that's messed up that my aunts are sitting there as I'm trying on the wedding dresses. And they're saying that I'm not going to get married because of the stone. And she's like, I love him and I can't imagine my life without him. So I know that I'm going to marry him. Fast forward to like a year later, their entire relationship ends. And I'm not saying that that's the reason why, by the way. Like, I don't know. That could be coincidental. But according to her aunts, she was not probably going to walk down that aisle because it wasn't an actual diamond. It was an emerald.
Think about the power. You know, we talk about the power of our words and the power of our thoughts and stuff like that sometimes. And, you know, everything has energy.
It really
does. It's so tough, that situation, you know?
It is. I'll tell you, like, for instance, like this, I know that it's a, this ring size matter, but this is like a black onyx. And so when I got this ring, I just wear it. And the people that know about stones and know about diamonds and things like that, they say that black onyx is for protection. So if you're really into that kind of thing, that's what they say. I wear it because I like it. It's not really necessarily costume jewelry. But
on your ring finger?
Yeah, on my ring finger.
It's just a dual
purpose. I think it's just like, oh, it's my whatever. But they say that black onyx, it repels bad energy, supposedly, is what they say. But I, by the way, I have known of people that get married, the man proposes with the wedding band, not the wedding ring.
So that's what I was going to ask right now, because
yeah,
look, at the end of the day, I was married. Well, I was married as a teenager and I got a band.
Right.
I didn't get like an engagement ring. It was just the day of
the band,
the wedding day in the chapel. It was like, here's
yeah
your band. So I never had the diamond wedding ring.
Okay.
Well, I'm divorced now.
Okay, so
100% accurate.
I don't know.
Target audience reached.
Yeah, everybody, just for the record. I will tell you, it's so funny that you say that because I remember someone really close to me actually got engaged, like really, really close to me, by the way, got engaged with a band. And the people around me, they're all jewelers. And then they were like, absolutely not. If she doesn't get an actual diamond and it has to be this size, because if she doesn't, then she's basically setting herself up to how he's going to treat her. And then I was like, what? Like, because see, for me, I don't correlate life that way. Like, I don't see it that way. I think if I love somebody, I wouldn't want a tattoo because I wouldn't want something so minimalistic that way. Like, I would want something, but I don't know that it would be like, to the point where
you would
call off the entire wedding over the ring. And these girls are like, their families are all jewelers. And they're like, you need to talk to her and you need to tell her. So anyway, long story longer, he did very well. He got her like a really beautiful ring. But it did start off with a band. And that could be his way of testing her. So, you know, sometimes you'll hear the stories of like, the person got a small ring and maybe 5 years, you know, 5 years
later. Oh, yeah,
later,
they get the upgrades. They get the bumps.
So, yeah. So, I think sometimes you kind of work your way up. Did you see that one, by the way, that it was like a meme going around with the lady with the push pop?
Oh.
Like the ring pop.
Yeah, the ring
and
pop.
And it was literally at a stadium. He meant it to. I think he was, it was a joke there, but I think he wanted to marry her. I want to believe that. I really want to believe that.
So
She slapped him? She like slapped the freaking guy. Was like, absolutely not.
So I'm like the dork that would have been like, this is so awesome.
Right? I get to like wear it and lick it. Like, what? Best of both worlds.
I think, okay, so if you're watching and you're young or you've never been married, never whatever, and maybe you're one of the Fab 15 men that listen to this, listen, there are two rings, okay? So there is the engagement ring that has a rock on it, and then there is the wedding band.
The
day of the wedding, it's the band.
Right.
So think like the band is going to play at your wedding.
But
like,
not like bands will make her dance.
Yeah, not the bands will make her dance. Yeah, because that's
that's something different.
Something totally different.
Yeah, it's another band. This is the band, the wedding band.
Just an FYI. But speaking of memes, it was so funny when I was telling you off camera about like this meme of like, and some of you guys might have seen this.
Yeah.
It shows like the woman's hand and like her little gold band, but on the top was a stone that was like the size of like my little ear hole, like the teeniest stone.
I don't even know how they applied it on
there. It looked like the diamonds that people put like on their tooth.
I think they might have hot glued it, like crazy glued it on there. It was really weird. And then they're like, ladies, if he proposes,
if he proposes with this, what are you about to say? And the comment section was like, I'm about to say get another job. Like it was, the comment section was just.
So okay, Rachel, I have a question for you. Do you believe in the theory that the man has to spend 3 months worth of his salary on the ring? Do you believe that? Do you know that, by the way?
I do know that.
Okay, do you believe that to be the accurate amount of money that he should?
I think if a guy is trying to gauge a budget and he's really kind of going by like bare minimum or whatever, like, yeah, I think it's good to have a standard. It's almost like doing the gift exchange and everybody knows they got to spend at least $50 or whatever, like, but I really...
It's got the Ross price tag on the bottom.
You know what I mean? Like you know...
Yeah, but is it the, like, thought that matters?
It
or like
feels like bare minimum, but I will say this, not to be pretentious or anything, but I do feel like it really depends on the woman that you're with. If you've really taken the time to get to know her, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, ladies, that's talking to the men, by the way, but ladies, what I highly recommend is if you are with a guy that you think it's going down the aisle, like, you think it's going that way, please, tear out a paper, like print like pictures of the ring style, give one to your sister, give it to your mom, give it to your best friend, like make sure if you're getting remarried and you have kids, like here, if anybody ever says to you, I want to ask her to marry me, but I don't know what kind of ring to get her, like you already know.
Not a ring pop, because she's going to pop you in your face. Okay.
But I think that, look, I mean, we've talked about ring size, specifically rock size.
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
Yes.
And I know for me, like, I'm more like, I always said I wanted a very simple ring, but now, by the way, it's so weird. Like, the last 5 years, I'm like, oh no, like I know that it's gonna look this way, like I just feel like, why not? Like, so
go
beautiful.
For it.
I have to wear it for the rest of my life. I might as well just be proud of it.
You do have to wear it for the rest of your life, kinda, unless he upgrades you and gets you something more fabulous. But it's so funny because I do know that there's times where if you don't know, then there's gonna be the person that says, did you see her ring? It's so big. And then you look and you're like, yeah, it's like six little cut diamonds in a solitaire. It's not a solitaire, it's like six little diamonds cut. And then so they conjoin all these little baby diamonds that are like a tenth of a diamond, and then they put them all together. Now, I know it sounds really pretentious, but I'm just saying, like, if you know, you know. Like, a solitaire is like more expensive than like an
that
actual
cluster thing that's
cluster
going on
situation.
That has kind of like metal mixed
like
in with
Senora
like
vibes, right? That's
yeah,
different. And I respect it. If that's what you have, then God bless you, because I think at the end of the day, what the ring isn't as important as the marriage, as the love, as all of those things, as
but
cliche
as it
sounds. But
for some women, the rock.
But you know what I've also heard, by the way? I've heard this before too. The men that see a woman with a really big ring, they'll say something like this, like, damn, your husband wanted everybody to know that you are off the market.
Yes.
And I think that when other men can say that, you're like, huh, I never thought about it that way. But yeah, you're right. He wanted to make sure that everyone knew I'm off the market.
Look at a man who's willing to buy a massive rock for his woman has a little bit of narcissism there, because he knows he's going to get the attention.
Of course.
Everyone's been like, oh my God, he's so amazing.
Everyone says, you did so good.
Yes. And so really, we think as women like that we feel so loved and we get attention, but really he's getting a lot of the shine.
A lot of the attention. I think for a man though, in my opinion, I do feel that there's so many pressures, right? Like,
as
women, we have to give the man the wedding band the day of the wedding, right? But, I mean, let's be realistic. The black bands that those stylish black bands that everybody gets nowadays, how much are those? $200? $300?
Yeah.
Like, granted, there are some that are very expensive. I've seen some that are, like, even $3,000. But that is nothing compared to a 4, 5, 6 carat diamond ring, or even half a carat. I'm just saying, like, you can't compare diamonds.
It's like
to a
he
band.
Has to go get a tuxedo, but you're over here with like 2-3 looks for the night,
right?
You know, couture gowns, you know?
Right? Exactly. So I think that there's a lot of pressure on a man for sure regarding this, regarding the wedding, regarding being able to provide and protect. And the size, and does size matter on the ring? And there's a lot of pressures, but I do believe that if you love somebody, if you don't have the means, but eventually you guys work together, and you know, 3 years down the line, he decides to upgrade you. 5 years down the line, you guys, you know, get upgraded. Great. But I know that sometimes the ring size is a deal breaker, by the way.
It seems to be. When
Sorry.
I saw that meme, it was like a massive deal breaker.
So what
women.
About this? Okay, question for you. So you're dating a guy, and he makes, I don't know. I'm going out there, right? I'm shooting for the stars. He makes $7.5 million.
Okay.
However, he buys you a band with a bigger stone than the little baby diamond that we saw with the little.
That was a little.
I know.
That was like a nose piercing,
yeah.
Like a freckle.
Okay, so he gets you like a half a carat diamond ring, like
half a carat,
like a half a carat, like half, not even a carat, half a carat. But you know, he makes about $7.5 million. So do you feel like, okay, so relationship wise, you guys are good. You guys go on vacation. You do the things. He's got the means. Da 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 da. I mean, all the things. But then he's like, Rachel, would you marry me? And it's a freaking half a carat.
It's a half a carat.
He's only showing up after.
I think that, you know. stay tuned after this commercial break. Projecting into the future. I'm like the pressure of like an answer right now. Here's the deal.
Here's what you do. You never find that you're like, levantate de ahí.
I'm like, no, I'm get like, oh, production. The producers are coming in saying that we have an intermission. Look, at the end of the day, I feel like the ring, I think what's more important is it reflective of me. And I think right. that there's a mindfulness that they have to have
right.
of like, what would make her happy? Budget, no budget, this, that, whatever. Okay, fine. $7.5 million, you have a budget. But it's like, what did he see in the store that he said, this right here, like, this reminds me of her? This whole, like, let's go ring shopping together, babe. That's a little odd to me, by the way, I will say.
I think so, too, by the way.
It's a little odd because it's almost like, go pick your birthday present, and, like, I already got you, like, here, just go pick it.
Right.
There's no, like, I don't know how to explain it.
There's no surprises.
There isn't. The excitement's a little bit odd.
The excitement.
So I just feel like if he's going to go pick it on his own or whatever,
I think,
like,
honestly,
I want him
I don't
to
even
just
want you to be
me.
On the hot seat, okay?
I feel
I'm
like
be
I'm on
the
hot
okay?
seat. Yeah.
Look, let's be honest here, okay?
I'm probably
politically correct.
I'd probably say
and
yes.
I probably would be like, cut this shit and go back to the store.
I'd probably say yes, thinking it was like a test.
Ah.
I'm a little more like,
you know what's so funny that you say that? Can I tell you? It's so funny that you say that because, oh my gosh, this actually just resonated with me. So, and I'm going to put it out there. It doesn't matter. And it's got nothing to do with the ring. My sister, actually, so funny. Her husband will be like, yeah, babe, I didn't get you anything. And he sometimes doesn't get her anything, but he's very generous. So, for the record. And so, but sometimes he'll play that little card. And then my sister's actually like, you know what? She understands, like, he's very generous and he's really good and whatever. And then all of a sudden, like literally an hour later, guess what comes out? A Chanel bag.
Okay.
And then he's like, I'm just kidding. Of course I wouldn't get you anything.
Yeah, see?
But she's totally cool with it. She's totally cool with it. She doesn't even care. It doesn't even matter. She's washing dishes. She's like, oh, well, he didn't give me anything. It is what it is. And so I think when he sees that she's grateful either way is when he's like, hey, by the way, I did get you something.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, then I think it's
really like a little test.
Comes down. Yeah, it's like a
so
total test.
So I think
test.
In my head, it would that's how it would, I would be like,
and then
it
what
might
if,
be a
what,
test.
What about it after 3 months? It's like, so
and then
what?
I'd be
so,
like, I'd be that person like looking under my pillow, looking under the, it must be, it must be hiding here somewhere.
Are we playing hide and go seek with diamonds?
You know, at the end of the day, listen, I am a love bug, and I will say that the biggest thing is like, I would never say yes to a man just because he gives me a big ring, and I would never say yes to a man just because he makes a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
And so I think the biggest basis of that scenario would be like, oh, I would have expected probably more of him or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I'm saying yes to like the package, you know,
got
to
it.
The person and the
got
deal
it.
And everything. So yeah. So I think that's kind of, but it's rough.
I mean, I can see how that would be rough. I know that recently, because I do have a lot of friends that are jewelers, and the biggest trend currently are the lab-made diamonds.
Oh,
and here's the thing. Like, with the lab-made diamonds, there is absolutely, according to what I read, by the way, and I'm not saying that I did my research, but according to what I've read, what I've been told, and all the things, there is no real way to find out if you received a lab-made diamond. There is no real way for you to.
You'd have to like just have a certificate,
right? Or you'd maybe have to take it to a gemologist that would know their ish to say, this is a lab-made diamond. Because if you actually go and do the tester thing, it's gonna show up as a diamond. It goes through all the like the pressures of what it takes to make a diamond,
like a thousand years.
Yeah,
and, like,
it literally.
Minutes.
Yeah, it. I mean, it takes a little longer from my understanding in a lab, but it still goes through the processes of like creating a diamond. It's just not made in natural
in the earth
or whatever. But so I do know that that's a really, really big popular thing.
Okay,
because
so,
you can get more bang for your buck.
So okay, so what about you? You're aware, like he gives you this amazing like 7-carat beast of a ring, and then you're like, where's the documentation? And he's like, oh, it's so cool, babe. Like they made it in a lab.
Crash test dummy, huh?
crash test dummy.
You're like, oh my God, I'm like whiplash.
Talia's getting whiplash.
I was like, now we're going to pin it back on me.
You know, it depends. I think it depends on the energy with the person. Like, we have a great dynamic. I love him. Even if he gave me half of that, like, I respect him. He respects me. And I know it's not that he thinks less of me or more of me. I don't even know. Like, he thinks I deserve bigger, but he doesn't want to, like, spend the money. I don't know that that would necessarily make me feel some type of way towards him. I think I would be accepting of it. If we had all of the dynamic glues are flowing and we're good, I think it shouldn't be based on a piece, you know, because I guess at the end of the day, like, you could almost be, I don't know, up in the mountains and it's just you and him, and you know that he's got your back and that's I have it. His back. Yep. He respects me. I respect him. And none of these things matter at the end of the day, as long as you have a good dynamic. To some people, it matters a lot.
Would you feel confident, though, like being around your jeweler friends and being
knowing how I am, I'd be like, yeah, it's a lab test. It's like a
lab rat.
Like a lab rat.
It's a test. It's a
crash test dummy lab. You know, like, I know how I am. I'm so out there that I probably would be very vocal about it.
It's like when you wear contacts and then you go, oh, people go, you have beautiful eyes.
I'd like, contacts. Yeah. Knowing me, I probably would do that number. And so I'm very open about, like, what it is, like, oh, it's just fake jewelry or it's real or whatever. But yeah, I think I'd be totally cool with it.
But if you know that if you do that right,
I mean, honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you. I probably wouldn't want that. Let's not front, okay? I'd rather not get a seven carat lab rat diamond. I can't even say it, okay? I probably wouldn't. But I would be cool with it if I had a great relationship, even if it was less than that. Like, I'd be cool with it. But at the end of the day, like, yeah, I would be good, but I'd rather not. I don't know if that makes sense. Yes. Like, yeah, it's freaking confusing. I really don't know. But that's the newest trend, though. It's like the newest trend. And it could be one of those things where it's like, why, if we were limited because we were going to buy an investment and we're going to do this and we're going to do that, and this ring is like $100,000 versus it being, I don't know, $15,000.
Or like a placeholder. Like, it was just a placeholder until he could do whatever.
Then I think that would be okay.
So I've received a ring that was a substantial size ring, and it got a lot of attention. And the primary stone was actually fake.
Oh.
I kind of knew when I saw it. And I only knew because I had a lot of clients, you know, in the magazine industry. And we had a lot of high-end jewelers. Yeah. And they would do little things. Like, I would say, how would you know? Like, say, oh, these women come in here, you know, taunting their jewelry. And it's like, we could see it with our eyes that it's fake. And so
usually
I was always,
they're so good about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they're so good. Wow. This whole GI certification. And so yes. I'm like, how do you know? And they're like, oh, it's the colors and the this and the whatever, whatever. And I'm like, well, and then they had the little device, right? So I go into this one jeweler, and they're in a city called Redlands, and Emerson and Farrar, and amazing people. And I walk in, and I thought, okay, he's going to take one look at my ring. I didn't really know. I suspected at this moment that it was probably not real. I suspected it. So I walk in or whatever, and then I'm like, hey, how you guys doing and everything? And the wife's like, oh, hi. And then he's looking, and he has his little glasses, like spectacles on his nose. Yeah. And he kind of goes, leans over, and he goes, nice ring. And then I go, oh, thank you. And I thought, oh, okay, I passed the test. And then he goes, it has a little secret. You want to know what it is?
It's called
That's what he told me. And I go, oh, Lord, let me have it. Yeah. And he takes out the wand, and he goes, tap. And it didn't do anything.
Tap goes away.
And he goes, sorry, babe. And then I go, you know, I kind of knew, because they had taught me so much. It was this couple that had said, if you see this, that. Now I can't probably do it as well. But I used to be better too,
by the way. I used to be able, like, the way that it shines and the colors. Yes. And it's got, like, this blue and I don't know why. But I guess according to these lab, like, these, I keep saying
lab rats.
Hey, now here's the million-dollar question. Someone says, I want to give you this promise ring. What are your thoughts on promise rings?
No.
But what if they give you a promise ring that's like a 3-carat actual diamond ring?
Here's the thing. Don't call it a promise ring. Like, if you want to give me a ring, like, it's my birthday, or like, if you give me a ring any other time, I'm going to be confused. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get engaged. But like, if it's like my birthday or just some like random thing, you're like, I got you something, babe, or whatever, like, happy birthday, I'm going to be like, oh, thank you, but this whole, this is a promise to,
I
like,
I promise that the next room,
like, it's a
better
down payment to the, no, like, no. I don't want that. Like, I want to just be like, we're cool, until the day you get down on one knee.
Oh, this is such the a-hole thing I always would say. I said, if someone has to give me a promise ring, they better promise me the next damn ring's going to be bigger. Because there's no reason why anybody that's a grown-ass adult needs to give
anybody
a promise
ring.
And usually, in my opinion, I feel promise rings are very high schoolish.
Yeah.
And I know, like, my other sister, her husband did very well, by the way, and got her a really beautiful diamond. But he initially got her a promise ring, and he knows my flow. And he's like, Delia, I promise you that the next ring that your sister gets, and it's going
to
be
curious to know which one it is.
it's Annabelle. So she, and then he did very well, by the way, and he got her a nice diamond. And I was like, I just kid around. Don't take me so seriously. But he did. He was like trying to let me know, like, I promise you that
it's
your sister is going to get. And I was like, you know, I'm a jerk sometimes. I just like to play around too much, and then they take me too seriously. I was like, I was kidding, but not really.
Slash, not really, because here we are in YDFL.
Hashtag not really.
You did,
like,
your first
no
choice and a big ring. The end.
On period. And a crash test dummy,
yeah,
I don't
and,
know.
And lab rats and, like,
I mean, if someone's going to give you a lab rat, I think that's okay. If there's a game plan, like, I'm all about the game plan.
Gosh.
Like, what is the strategy? What are we
Look,
getting
I've had
if
so
we're
many
not getting this?
I've had rings that were like that Indian Mexican gold, and like someone's like, oh my God, I love you so much. With the,
I love you
You know
so
that
much.
Gold that, you know, it was like not United States gold? I don't know how to explain
it.
Oh,
it's like more Indian.
There's
like
I don't know if it's like my top. It's like,
I
want to
see, is
different.
It more like 18 carat-ish looking? Like, there's
maybe,
no,
but it just looks like some other gold. Like, I don't know if there's a difference between, like, Mexican gold and, like, I don't know, but it's different. I've had all kinds of different, I've had big diamonds.
Don't come after us if we
I
don't
know
our gold.
No, that we don't
know
our gold. But I've had all, I've had fake stuff, I've had real stuff, I've had all these different things. And I can tell you, like, at the end of the day, it's true. It's just the person that you're with. But I will say, for a woman, like, there's nothing greater than being able to, like, walk in a room of confidence and be so proud to wear this ring. And, like, and I see these rings, you know, on the internet and social media. I'm like, God, it's absolutely stunning.
But,
like,
see, so on the flip side of that, with what you're saying, right? So the guy gives you, like, this massive ring, but is constantly cheating on you. It's like, then what's the point, right? And I guess it's what we're
it's
literally
almost like
saying.
A huge,
like,
beacon of, like, look at this idiot. She's like, she thinks that means something, but
she's,
you know,
like, scaring everybody out. She's like, fuck
yeah.
God.
And,
like,
it's a lab,
and it's,
she's,
like,
wearing a lab rat. She's
a lab
rat.
Yeah, it's the newest trend, I promise you.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, I got to tell you, we're probably going to have to go check them out, and maybe we buy ourselves, because there was a trend there for a while where the women would buy their own ring. Did you ever remember that? That was, like, in 2003. That was a thing.
That's a no.
They were trying to, like, market this new movement, like, I could do for myself, and
some
I'm going to
buy
me. Some
male marketing executive
and
was like,
it just, it didn't, it was no flow with that, but it might be some,
might
if be
if you're a jeweler,
thing,
or you know of a jeweler watching this, and they want to sponsor the show with some lab rat diamonds,
where
we are
we
ready
would
to
love
go.
To wear
We're
going
to love it.
We would love to wear them.
All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We will catch you next week, and remember that you deserve
fresh lettuce.
Cheers. Lab rats.
Lab rats.